Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. At this time 4 years ago in 2021, Philadelphia had more than 420 homicide victims. It would become the deadliest year on record. But as crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the city's top cop says this year they're on track to possibly the lowest in about two decades.
Homicides have reduced by 60% in just a few years. Shootings have dropped by about 40%, says Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
We have the lowest shootings we've had since we've been capturing in 2007. If we stay on this track, we may have one of the most historic periods in some time, but we still have 3 months to go.
Bethel says having nearly every entity work to end gun violence has been the key. Collaborations with federal and state partners, community partnerships, and the city's gun violence intervention program.
For the first time, I'm seeing them offer a lot more and then be able to try to get individuals to move away from that violence.
He adds that much of the credit should go to the detectives. The homicide unit has cleared or solved 80% of cases this year. The shooting investigation group, 40%.
We're able to cut down on that retaliation, which is one of the key things that causes this violence.
Bethel says he's cautiously optimistic, but knows there's more work to be done.
It's been an exciting 2 years for me to see that all of us are really being laser focused. We know where the areas are. Even though it's reduced, the shootings and homicides are still happening in those same areas.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Camden City School District sent a letter Sunday warning families of a potential new Immigration and Customs Enforcement program referred to as Freaky Friday. Officials say unaccompanied minors aged 14 and up may receive letters threatening detention down the road and offering money to leave the country. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has the details.
The letter from Camden City School District Acting State Superintendent Davida Cobrockington makes clear that children should be sent to school every day for their benefit. Cobrockington says the district has consulted with the Camden Center for Law and Social Justice and the organization In Schools. Those groups told the district the so-called Freaky Friday ICE program may involve unaccompanied immigrant youths 14 and older getting letters. The Law and Social Justice Center says the strongly worded letters could include threats of detention upon turning 18, offers of $2,500 to return to one's country of origin, warnings that one's parents may be arrested, and or requests to waive one's rights or withdraw one's immigration case. The school district emphasizes receiving a letter like this does not change a child's rights. They encourage families to seek help from trusted adults, advocates, or lawyers. There's no indication of increased ICE presence at schools. The district says it does not collect or share immigration status information, nor does it assist with immigration enforcement on campus unless legally required to. ICE says Freaky Friday is a made-up term and calls the allegations categorically false, adding that it's offering minors a voluntary option. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A beloved South Philly bakery owner has died. Termini Brothers Bakery announced on social media that second-generation owner Vincent Termini Sr. has passed away. His family called him a man of great respect, deep humility, and even deeper heart. They say he took tremendous pride in the business, building its legacy on the values of hard work, commitment to tradition, and love. One of Vince's favorite traditions, according to the Tribune, greeting his loyal customers at the door of his flagship store on South 8th Street every Christmas Eve after they'd spent hours in line. Details about his death and possible celebrations of life have not been released yet. It's not just Red October. It's also spooky season, and Halloween means it's a busy time of year for ghost hunters. KYW's John McDevitt tagged along on an investigation with a group of paranormal cops at an old mansion in Bucks County.
Armed with an arsenal of high-tech paranormal gadgets.
I figure we'd start downstairs in the basement. Okay, you got the tripwire or something?
Got my tripwire.
The old city paranormal investigators went ghost hunting at historic Summerseat Mansion in Mooresville. It was built in the late 1760s. George Washington slept there for about a week in December of 1776. John Levy has been a Philadelphia police officer for 28 years and founded Old City Paranormal 16 years ago.
An apparition comes through the hallway here, so we have a night vision camera at the top of the steps facing the hallway.
Apparitions, unexplained voices, the sound of footsteps and bells, and the rattling of doorknobs are among paranormal claims. Karen Kane is the president of Historic Summerseat. She says she had several ghostly encounters, including one time when she and her mother were in the mansion by themselves.
From the upstairs second floor, I hear what I call wailing, like somebody in mourning. And my mother put her hands to her face and she said, "Oh my God, that poor woman." I said, "Mom, we're out of here."
A ghost tour fundraiser for the mansion will be held on October 18th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Old City Paranormal will be on hand to reveal the findings of previous investigations. Admission is $25. You'll need to call ahead to Historic Summerseat to reserve a spot. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.